that what they're saying on tape two out of these guys that are in?
We've had a couple good days. You know, obviously there are some mistakes out there that, you know, don't show up as clear to you or that we see, and there's things to be corrected. But we've had a good couple last days.
Has Justin Smith reached the stage in his career where he doesn't need to do much, if any, preseason work?
You mean in the games? Well, we'll monitor his reps. I think last year in the preseason, I think he might have had 40 to 50 reps at most in the four games total. You know, so it'll probably be about the same, give or take. You know, and that doesn't even equal a full game, so. Just to see him improve in all areas, and I know that's kind of a generic answer, but he just needs to become a better master of his position in route recognition, technique, where he fits within the whole scheme of 11 players. If particularly for a corner, you know, playing only in passing situations is different than playing in all situations. The route variety and the types of plays that you see if you're playing first and second down as one of the regular corners, there's much more to learn, much more to see, and be ready for it. And he's got to improve in that area.
How did Terrell Brown get better throughout last season?
You know, I don't know the whole overall answer to that because I wasn't here for his previous years. But I don't think he played a whole lot prior to last year. And, you know, from day one, he was focused, he was learning, and he was competing. And I think maybe just a new environment with one of those few guys where maybe a change helped him. And that's not to say anything that was done previously was wrong, but I think he just took advantage of a new opportunity. Obviously, when Shante Spencer got hurt early in camp and he missed all of camp, that gave him an opportunity. So, and he took advantage of it. And then, you know, we just left him in there because he was playing good.
What does he do so well that makes him every game started?
He's a good student of the game. He understands football. He understands the importance of technique. He understands all the little things that go into play in his position. Yet at the same time, the corner is on an island many times, and he knows that and accepts that challenge and responsibility. So he's become a real pro at his position. You know, he's one of those guys out there that can really help our young guys because he's learned the position, know what we want and expect, and he does a good job of that.
He went against Calvin Johnson in that Detroit game.
I don't remember, but he could have. It all depends where he lined up.
Was there any game last season where he really jumped out at you?
He was pretty consistent the whole year. I can't pick a game. Doesn't come to mind right now, but he was pretty consistent the whole year. I think the thing he did as the season wore on last year, when he had his opportunities to get some interceptions, he took advantage of them. He dropped a couple of them early in the season, and I think that's why he got more notice as the season wore on. Instead of them just being breakups, he finished the down.
Is he your second nickelback when you pay for wide receivers?
He was at times. He would go in there and be our 6th DB, and we'd bring in another corner. Right. We have more options this year than we had last year at this time as it relates to playing 6 DBs because we have the addition of Cox. We have Terrell Brown in there. And we have Mike Thomas that's been working in there. So we've gotten four guys that are getting good reps. Now, Terrell Brown doesn't get a lot of reps in there, but we expect him, and that goes back to you ask about Terrell Brown. We are expecting him to be ready to go in there at any time, and I know that he's keeping up on that position, even though we don't give him any reps.
With the recent potential for teams more and more, maybe just kind of picking up on the run against you guys, given the way you played it last year, and just trying to spread you out.
That's possible. I mean, it happened to a good degree last year. I mean, my numbers aren't exact here, but they're pretty damn close. In our season last year, I think we defended around 820, 830 passing plays, and there was about 350 or less running plays against us. You know, so, I mean, that basically did happen last year. And now part of that is when you're winning 13 games, you're a lot of fourth quarters you're ahead and you get a bunch of passes then. No, it would stay the same. He would not be affected by that. They do. You know, I haven't taken a in-depth look at some of those teams that you've mentioned because we don't play them early. We still see a tight end on the field most of the time. Most teams, when they get into their passing formation, are three wide receivers, one tight end, and one back. And now sometimes that tight end is a really good receiver, as we'll see in the first game against Green Bay with Finley. So, you know, and in the second game with I'm drawing a blank, right, Pettigrew right now. And so we still see a whole lot more, at least one tight end on the field, than four wide receivers.
How much has Ahmad Brooks improved over the time you've been working with him, and what areas do you want to see him improve going into this year?
He's improved a great deal since we first started last year. Number one, I think he's got a better understanding of his position and how to play it. The area I'd really like to see him improve in is become even a better pass rusher than he was last year. I think he's got to improve his technique, just the little things that go into becoming a top pass rusher. And he's shown that he's on his way to doing that so far in this camp. But I think he's got a whole lot more he can give us in the pass rush than he gave us last year consistently. Not necessarily. And again, it goes back to what the flow of the game is, what type of game it is. Are they passing it a lot? Is it more of a first and second down run and play pass team? You know, I got no problem with reducing it, particularly if Parrish is one of the backups there, that he can go in and take a little bit off of him. But that's not a emphasis by any means.
What have you noticed in Randy Moss as he tries to create separation?
I think he's still got some speed there that he can create a separation. And even in his prime, he was a guy that you didn't know if he was really running as fast as you think he is. He kind of has a little glide to him or a smoothness to him. And we used to say if a guy looks smooth, he's probably fast. And I still think he has some of that. You know, time will tell when we play the games exactly how much. Tremendous part. You know, Ray McDonald is a big, big piece in our defense, and both in run and pass defense. He plays the run and rushes the passer extremely well for us from the inside position. And I think he improved as the season wore on last year. And he was a guy that was one of the most pleasant surprises for us in that I knew he was a good player, but I think he played his best last year, and Jim would tell you that too. And he's a big, big cog in our defense.
Rick, Harbaugh mentioned yesterday, as you noted that Justin Smith obviously is a star, but he plays, you know, like he's just trying to make the roster. Are there other guys you coach who obviously, you know, play with his stature, that kind of attitude?
Yeah, Sam Mills comes to mind. You guys remember the linebacker from New Orleans and Carolina. Sam Mills, everybody thought was an overachiever, because he was short. You know, he was only 5'9 as an inside linebacker, but that was the only negative of his game was his height. He was very talented otherwise, and I feel the same. And he had the mentality of an overachiever, of a guy fighting to keep his job. And I think Justin's the same way. Justin's a very talented football player who has the mindset and attitude of a guy of an overachiever.
guys sign a big long-term contract, you see a decrease in his commitment, his work ethic. What have you seen from Ahmad this offseason?
Actually, it's had the opposite effect with him. He's had an increase in his commitment. You know, he was here. He probably had his best off season that he had in pro football. Again, I haven't been around him throughout his whole career, but the people that know him longer than I have said he had much better off season than he ever had, and he will tell you that too. And he was here a big portion of our off season program, and I think he's probably in the best shape of his life, at least in his NFL life, and we're expecting a big season from him and be disappointed if he doesn't.
Number 3 cornerback early last season before he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
How is he progressing his training?
Good. He's had a good camp so far. Been pleased with the way he's playing. He knew he had to improve in his corner play. He was another guy that has some ability to play inside in the nickel package. We took that off his plate, and we want him to focus right now on becoming the best corner he can become. But he's another guy down the line that we could slide inside possibly.
Physical attributes do you need kind of there as opposed to being on the outside?
Well, a lot of the same ones, but you need to be a guy that can handle the short area quickness. You know, you get a lot of quick routes in there and option routes that you can react to them quickly. And the biggest thing is the ability to learn the position and execute the position. I mean, if you think about it, you know, the nickel defense is no more than a 4-3 defense, and the nickel replaces one of the linebackers in a 4-3. So his responsibilities are a linebacker responsibilities. So there's no carryover mentally from the corner position to the nickel position. They're two separate positions mentally. So you have to have a guy that can learn all that besides being a corner. So it puts a premium on a guy's ability to learn and execute a totally new position.